Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Carlos Ortiz alongside Marco Belletti on the updates. There's been an undercurrent of the week with everything going on. NBA, NHL, baseball, OTAs, Caitlin Clark's hurt, the French Open or whatever they call it now. There's been a underlying story, like a G subplot, not the A plot, not the B plot, but like on the bottom here. And it's regarding college football. But it is going to become an A-plot when it does materialize. It's just right now there's a lot of discussions about what do we make the new playoff? What do we make the new playoff in college football? Because there's going to be a new playoff. That's about as apparent as it could be. First, they didn't want to expand at all from 2 to 4. Then they didn't want to expand from 4 to 12. But now everybody wants to expand from 12 to 16. And it's not just in football. I'll get that going in a second here. They're talking about this in basketball too. So there's spring meetings with the Big 12 and some of these other conferences. I think SEC's was Monday. So that's why there's some of this discussion happening and people trying to figure out, you know, how is the future of our sport going to look? Well, we have no idea on that. There's just like specific playoff things. The future of the sport is going to come down to NIL and eventually a separation of the SEC and Big Ten to start their own league. And then they're going to go be a semi-pro league. And then they're going to get really arrogant. And then they're going to say, actually, could we challenge the NFL? And then college teams are going to be the NFL, and they're going to open their thing, and then all of a sudden, the SEC and Big Ten is going to merge with the NFL, and then it's all going to fall apart, and that's when the UFL rises. That'll be the day the UFL rises. So in basketball, we're talking about expanding March Madness again. Charlie Baker, NCAA team president, says they see value in expanding the tournament by a handful of teams, and they want to reach a decision soon. The ideas are we either want to go from 68 to 72 or 76. They expanded to 68 back in 2011, introducing the first four. And the first four is relatively harmless. It's Tuesday and Wednesday. It doesn't really, you know, blow up your bracket. You don't really have to care who wins. Sometimes an 11 seed does good. Apparently, every now and then they do like really good. But you're not paying that much attention. It doesn't feel like the tournament starts until Thursday. Everybody in those games still gets their cut. You know, everything's fine. I don't like that it's the automatic qualifiers that play each other. I think if you're going to have teams have to play another game to potentially play 3 in 1 week or just to play to get into the round of 64, I don't think you should have you know, Elkhorn State or whatever. I think you should have Ole Miss versus Texas or whoever doesn't get in. Some of these at-large teams. I think it should be fully for at-large teams. Does that water down the round of 64? Well, it shouldn't. I mean, upsets are why this thing is supposed to be great. At least that's what we fooled ourselves into thinking. Because my problem with March Madness expanding is it's going to expand for the power conferences. That's who it's going to expand for. Every now and then you might like get an Indiana State in there. They fell short of the tournament and then played Seton Hall in the NIT title game. Okay, are those teams getting in, or are you going to find a way? You already found a way to get North Carolina in ahead of them when you didn't need to. Oh, what? Their AD's the head of the committee? No way. Baker said, if you have a tournament that's got 64 or 68 teams in it, you have a bunch of teams that are probably among what most people would consider to be the best 60 or 70 teams. So the point is, let's go from 68 to 72 or 76 because they were probably the best teams right in there all along. Now, that logic makes sense if you want to keep going exponentially. Well, yeah, well, if you have the best 76 teams, you might as well pick from the best 80. If you have the best 80 teams, you might as well pick from the best 96. And maybe at some point that's what it gets to. It could work. You could do, you could add more games to the Thursday or to the Tuesday and Wednesday. Because right now there's two on Tuesday, two on Wednesday. You could have it where there's four and they're alternate times, and it kind of gives you that feel. But it's going to be a lot of matchups that, you know, aren't piquing our interest anyway. And plus, we're not ready for it until Thursday. Unless you're trying to change our habits, but we're not ready for it. That's a big thing. Are you ready for it? These games internationally for the NFL, hey, if you want to watch it at 9:30 in the morning, you know, you can get up and watch it, but a lot of people just like check the score, watch the very end, because they're not ready to get in their football watching for the day. You've trained us in a certain way. Even some of these baseball games that start earlier on Sunday mornings, we're not ready for baseball at 10:30 in the morning. We want it when we're used to it during the day on a Sunday, or maybe a game at night. So they're going to try to jam pack these other days. And also, it's not broken. It's not broken. We're not changing the system to get Indiana State in here, with all due respect. They're trying to get more money, and they're trying to carve out more TV money from CBS and Warner Brothers, who may not even like feel like paying more money. So greed's trying to win the day. Greed's trying to win the day in an area where they're not even sure that they're going to get more money. So that's what's going on in college basketball. Don't like that. In college football, Big 12 meetings, we heard from Brett Yormark, commissioner. They want 5 automatic qualifiers and 11 at-large spots for the 2026 playoffs, and they want to end considering multiple automatic qualifiers from conferences. The SEC and the Big Ten are really pushing 4 automatic qualifiers for each of their conferences. Now, to appease the other conferences, the Big 12 and the ACC, they say, well, let's do a 4-4-2-2 model where 4 to us, 4 to us, and then 2 to you and 2 to you, and then 4 at-large bids. So you're getting 2 automatic qualifiers. Some years you may only get 1 team. Look how great this is for you. You're getting at least 2. But it's drawing a line in the sand that's already there and very apparent, but they just don't want it to be in writing, and I don't blame them. We had a Power 5 model, which all of this is flawed. Look, all of college football is flawed. All of it. It's a mess. But we had a Power 5 model that at least worked and would have worked really good with a 16-team playoff. It would have worked well. It would have even worked well with the 12-team playoff. We never got to see the Power 5 in a playoff that was ever bigger than four. That's why Florida State did not get in that one year. Sure, they won their conference. Sure, they were undefeated, but they don't get in. So if you go back to that playoff, what you could have is, and what you did have that year, was Michigan that won the Big Ten, Washington won the Pac-12, Texas won the Big 12, Alabama won the SEC. So you had four conferences represented. And then a Power Five got left out, and then there was no like other conference that could slime their way in. So if you go back then, we're going to go back to 2023. Here's what a 12-team playoff would have looked like in 2023. This is the year Florida State got knocked out for Alabama. With 12 teams, the Big Ten would have had Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State. Pac-12 has Washington, Oregon. Big 12 has Texas. SEC has Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Ole Miss. ACC has Florida State. And Conference USA has Liberty. So that was what a 12-team playoff would have looked like in 2023. Even in a 12-team playoff with old conferences, the Big Ten still would have gotten three, and the SEC still would have gotten four. Now, if you go, because the Pac-12, I mean, these teams, they don't exist anymore. Texas, who cares? Washington, who cares? All right, let's look at 2023 with new realignment in just a 12-team playoff. The Big Ten would have had Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Washington, Oregon, that's five. The SEC would have had Texas, Alabama, Missouri, and Georgia. Ole Miss would have been out, but they still have four. So if you go back historically and take these teams that are from the Big 12, like Oklahoma some years, USC some years from the Pac-12, if you take them, you're going to find more often than not that the Big 10 and the SEC already get four teams in via conference champions and at-large bids. So why the need for change? Well, let's look at last year. Last year was a 12-team playoff. We remember this. The Big Ten had Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana. SEC had Texas, Georgia, Tennessee. The Big 12 had Arizona State. The ACC had Clemson and SMU. Clemson won the conference. The Mountain West got Boise State, and Notre Dame was in as an independent. So, even with a 12-team playoff, the Big Ten had four teams, and the SEC had three. So why do we need to guarantee four? Who could have possibly been the team that got left out if there would have been a four-team guarantee? It was Alabama. It was Alabama. Alabama, who, for whatever reason, Saban's not even there anymore, but the pull that they have over these people that work on these shows, that go through these brackets, the way the SEC has infiltrated the brains of the crew there at ESPN, who have been angling for that package forever, who have got it. And it's fair to talk about TV like this when it comes to college football, because essentially the Big Ten is not the Big Ten, it's the Fox Conference, and then the SEC is the ESPN Conference, and then the Big 12 is the FS1 Conference, and the ACC is the ESPN Conference. So the networks and the cable outlets. Clearly there's a divide there. And that's how it plays out. That's how it plays out in real time. So, okay, what would the 2024 playoffs have looked like with 16 teams if we just had the system that we had? 16 teams, 2024, with a 5-1-1-1-1. So it's, you got your five automatic qualifiers, and then at large. The Big Ten would have gotten Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Indiana, and the SEC would have gotten Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina. So if you take what they want, to reiterate, is four guaranteed spots for the Big Ten, four guaranteed spots for the SEC. if they would just have the normal format that they had that the Big 12's fighting for, the Big 10 still would have had four teams, and the SEC actually would have had six teams. Now, if last year's playoffs, final rankings, would have gone the way of a 4-4-2-2 proposal, which the SEC and Big 10 want, because then it guarantees four, the Big 10 would stay unchanged. It'd be Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Indiana. The SEC would have Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss. They would actually lose South Carolina because the Big 12 has two guarantees. They'd get Arizona State, and then BYU would come in. They weren't in the last time. ACC would have SMU, Clemson, and Miami, just to round it out, Boise State and Notre Dame. It might be a lot to follow, but the point is this. The Big Ten and SEC want to guarantee themselves four slots each time. In a 12-team format, more often than not, if that guarantee was in there, they would get four teams in no matter what because of the at-large. When you expand it to 16 and look back, they still get that and even more so. So to me, I don't understand why the Big Ten and SEC want to feel the urgency and need to make sure that there's guarantees. There may be some years where only three Big Ten teams get in, or only three SEC teams get in, but then that's probably all that are deserving to get in. And their arguments are that, well, no, we're doing this because we're better conferences. We play each other, and then we have to go and be stacked up against, we're stacking Georgia's resume against Utah's resume. And yeah, right now, it is slanted a bit. The SEC and the Big Ten in football are clearly the predominant conferences. They clearly are. The Big 12 and the ACC are less than at this point. That's not to say it's going to be that way forever. That's not to say that they can't figure out a way to make a change, that they can't get NIL money infusion, that they can't be a powerful draw, that they can't work together in some way to strengthen each other. We're just being very reactionary to what's happening right now. And if they're trying to like codify this for the future because they're worried, I don't think they're worried, but they're using it as an excuse because they only play eight conference games in the SEC and everybody wants them to play nine, but they're like, no, we got to play Citadel. It's just, it bugs me when people try to change something that they're getting anyway. Like, I'm getting this all the time. The system already favors me. Now let's just make it a rule for the one or two times every decade that it might not favor the fourth best team in my conference. And then the other thing they want to do is they want to say, okay, well, what we're going to do is we're actually going to just, we have four spots, but here's how we're going to break it down. We're going to have the top two teams automatically qualify, and then we're going to do a little tournament, 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5, and those teams get in. That's what championship weekend's going to be, and we're not going to have a conference championship anymore. So they want to go away with that too. And oh, by the way, also we're doing bowl games still. College football is a big smorgasbord of trying to keep tradition alive with what it should be in playoffs, with greed sprinkled in, with dominance and ego, and it's just a mess. It's a mess. Now on Saturdays we still love it, but I think there's a lot of confusion as to what means what and what means when. We just, you know, the bulk of the people that go to these games are either drunk underage kids or drunk alumni trying to relive a weekend. So the stadium atmosphere is always going to be good, no matter how messed up the system is. So they've got that going for them. You'll always be able to fill up an SEC stadium, a Big Ten stadium, because people always want to relive that glory and get bombed on a fall Saturday. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So short story long, the SEC and the Big Ten want in writing what they're already getting anyway.
And it's very, 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 very stupid.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. What else is on the agenda today? Oh, another thing that's stupid. Another NFL team, one that should only play outdoors. They want a dome over their heads. The madness needs to stop. We'll get into it coming up on the Bart Winkler Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Our NASCAR race preview brought to you by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve this weekend. It's the Cracker Barrel 400 at the Nashville Super Speedway. Defending winner Joey Logano. Recent Coca-Cola 600 victor Ross Chastain vying, among others, for the custom guitar trophy. Kyle Larson and William Byron, the current points leaders, looking to keep their momentum going as well. It's a tight track, could see a lot of lead changes, could see some potential cautions. It's all going down this weekend at the Cracker Barrel 400. My hometown used to have a Cracker Barrel, and then... and then it didn't anymore.
Yeah, I don't think New York's ever had a Cracker Barrel. By the way, NASCAR knows what they're doing. Cracker Barrel 400 after the heels of the Coca-Cola 400? Like, how can you be a NASCAR fan and under 250 pounds?
Hey, that's stereotyping.
I'm sorry, that's if rude. The shoe fits.
That's
I'm
rude.
Saying I should be a NASCAR fan. I mean, I would love to eat some Domino's and KFC, maybe with a side of Subway, praising baby Jesus, and a little shake and bake while I watch the cars turning left very, very fast.
I'd like to go to a NASCAR race. I've been to, like, stock car races and, you know, a little armpit racetracks, but I'd like to check out a NASCAR race.
I would, just for the vibes. I'm someone who values experiences. Like, obviously, I stick out in a sore thumb for a lot of places that I go to.
Although my worry about going to a NASCAR race is that I'd get Maude Flanders'd.
My worry is, I can't say that one.
I am
a little ethnic.
Yeah, you know, you fit right in.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, you'd be good, I'm sure.
Excuse me, Macero, can I have another Cerveza, please?
All right, well, the next thing I say is going to get me in trouble. So the NASCAR 400 at the Cracker Barrel 400. My town was like, the town I grew up in, you would have thought there'd be like 7 Cracker Barrels for a town of 50,000, but they only had one. And that was where we used to go when it was like a nice night out with Grandma and Grandpa. They loved Cracker Barrel.
It was the place to go, man. I don't know how long ago that was. That seems like a lifetime ago, but very specific memories. Okay, taking me back. I'm gonna have to watch this thing on Sunday. Story out of Kansas City is the stadium drama continues for where the Chiefs are going to play. They could be moving to Kansas. So either we're rebuilding the Arrowhead site or we're renovating it, or they could just straight up move over to Kansas, build a new stadium completely. Over on the Kansas side, they're like, we need a decision relatively soon. If the Royals or the Chiefs or either of them want to come, you know, over and play in the Kansas borders, we'd love to have them. The Chiefs, as it was reported by Nate Taylor tonight of The Athletic, they may want a new stadium. They're starting to think Dome Stadium. They're starting to think Dome Stadium. This is becoming a trend here where teams that are outdoor need renovations or a new stadium, and they want to put a roof on it because they want a Super Bowl, essentially is what it's coming down to. Clark Hunt, owner, says, we would like the Chiefs to host a Super Bowl. Also, this is a franchise that wants to host a Christmas Day game every year, probably be more pleasurable in a dome, and we do know what the playoffs are like. I think it's a great home field advantage. But there was the 1 year against the Dolphins where people almost had to lose their legs because of hypothermia. The Chiefs' current lease runs through the 2030 season, but the pressure is starting to build on if they're going to play in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, both real places, as soon as 2031. And outside of this being a Kansas City where they are going to play issue, where are they going to play issue, what's really starting to annoy me, and there may be people that disagree, is that football should be played outdoors. Unless there's circumstances in which it's not pleasurable for everybody. Extreme cold, extreme heat. But we don't have like a consensus on that right now in the NFL. You've got a place like Tampa Bay where if you have an afternoon game, it's going to rain. But they're open air. But then you have Atlanta, same part of the country, weather-wise, and they want a roof because they want weather control because it's too hot. You have the Packers who are outdoors, frozen tundra. But then on both sides of them, Detroit and Minnesota, they're both in a dome. You've got beautiful California weather, yet LA, we slap a roof over the Chargers and the Rams. So it doesn't really make sense in terms of a pattern, but what you're seeing is, if we get a roof, we're more apt to be hosting Super Bowls. I mean, Minnesota getting one, Detroit getting one, Indianapolis, because they're putting roofs on their stadium, or they have stadiums with roofs, and they're able to get Super Bowls. Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. The Bears are going to be moving, possibly a renovation at Soldier Field, or they move and build a new stadium with a dome. The Browns. Looks pretty likely now that they are moving and throwing a roof over their heads. There's a lot of places that have outdoor stadiums, and that's the way that it should be. It's football. But there are a lot of people. There are people. I don't know what the percentage would be, but there are people who, they see domes and they advocate for it. They say yes. They say, why do we want to play all season and then have a game in the playoffs be decided by the weather? Why do we want to play all season and then have to play in a snow globe? We want to see the best teams on neutral settings. We want to see the fast teams play fast.
But there should be something to building a team based on how you're going to look in December. Pound and ground if you're in a northern climate. The greatest show on turf if you're in a dome. There should be that. It does feel like eventually domes are going to be all over the place. There's a few where you could think, oh, you're not going to put a dome in Buffalo. You're not going to put a dome in Green Bay. But you might. You might. Tennessee getting a dome. Did the new Washington one, did that include a dome? I think it did. So as these stadiums continue, we're going to get more domes. And if you look at some of these arenas, the new one looks just like the last one looks just like the last one. The charm is going away. There's still more stadiums open air than there are under a ceiling. But it's only seeming like a matter of time. And with that carrot of build a dome, get a Super Bowl, I don't know. I'll take a look at this a little more, which teams could be next with these dome situations. And if you think football should be an outdoor sport, or if a dome pops up and you don't care. I think it's disgusting that Cleveland is going to put one on top, a roof. They should play right off the lake where the wind sucks and the weather's bad. It's football.
Cleveland.
It's football. This game was invented so long ago. They didn't even think of we're gonna play indoors football. No, it's got to hold some truth to our founding fathers, right? A roof over the head and one that opens to the sky, even.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
888-710-4476. Let's get an update. Here's Marco Belletti. Bart Winkler Show. Yeah, you heard him. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Broadcasting near and far, wherever you are, on the Odyssey app. Free to listen to, free to download, Sirius XM channel 375, and your local affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network. Sports radio, that's what we do. Those of you driving around thinking, I could do this guy's job, sit in here tonight, folks. Sit in here tonight and give it a spin. I dare you. Kansas City, the latest team in the NFL that wants a dome According to Nate Taylor of The Athletic, posted a story today that Clark Hunt, the owner, wants a dome. Now, why would Kansas City want a dome? Well, because it seems like every team just has one thing on their mind. They want to host a Super Bowl. And the NFL hasn't come out and said, you're not getting a Super Bowl unless you host a dome. But if you're a city that's not Miami or New Orleans or L.A., Dallas, you know, anything south of the Mason-Dixon, you got to put a dome on the roof. If it gets cold, if it gets even under 50 degrees, we need the Super Bowl to be in a dome. Now, the events around it may not be great. You know, we see people complaining about having to go out in the cold weather. You know, some of these people, man, you live such a charm life. We live, most of America, I would say, most of America lives where there's four seasons. The Big Batch over on the East Coast, the Midwest, you got the Pacific Northwest, and Dakotas, Montana, Idaho in there. Great Plains. Most of us live where there's four seasons. We're not in Texas. We're not in SoCal. We're not in Florida. But man, the amount that people that live in nice climate all year long can't be bothered to go outside to walk from their Uber to the convention center in 20-degree weather. Please. Because the Super Bowl will come to these cold cities. They built the dome, so the game's inside. That's why the event's there. That's why we built this dome. That's why we sacrificed the outdoor mentality and what football looks like so that we could watch one game inside for the corporate heads.
But, you got to go outside and you walk to the place and then I needed a jacket.
Yeah, four seasons. Summer, spring, winter, fall. Not in that order. So they build the stadium, and then you're still whining. I don't think we need to continue to slap domes on top of stadiums. I understand the business sense of it. I understand that. I'm in Wisconsin, Green Bay, no dome. I couldn't imagine Lambeau Field with a dome. You go there, it's like football mecca, all that kind of stuff. There's something about being, I've been to a bunch of different stadiums, and it really feels different when you're outside watching a game. And I've been to Foxborough in December. And the one time I went to San Diego and they had a team there, it was the one like week it rained in San Diego. But you're outside. You should be outside if you're at a football game. I go to Minnesota. I go to Indianapolis. I go to Dallas. It all feels the same to me. It's like, oh, this dome has that. Okay. You're inside. Sure, you're more comfortable. Sure, it's probably a better viewing experience because you can focus on the game and not how you're feeling. But now we're catering to the people that go to these games? I thought this was a TV product. But maybe from that standpoint, it's a better TV product. There's some people that think that football is better aesthetically inside, in a dome. Because then teams can play to their full potential. And weather's not going to slow you down. Oh, well, we had a great team that year, but then we had to go outside and we had to play in the snow and we lost. Well, then you should have been better to get a game at home. I mean, the Rams, they're an indoor team. The Eagles, outdoor team. Rams almost beat Philly. Oh, but the Rams, if we would have been indoor, well, what do you want, Philadelphia to build a dome because you have a dome? No, some of these teams build the team to match their stadium. The Chicago Bears should be defense and running. They're going to build a dome. The Browns, they should be the same thing. Gritty, tough, Midwest, blue collar, they're going to build a dome. D.C., they're going to build a dome. Tennessee, great climate. What is it, like 80 all the time? They're going to build a dome. What are we doing? Then again, the baseball team down the street from me has a dome, and the amount of rain delays that they would have here, maybe a little different. Maybe a little different. Could the answer be retractable roofs? Plenty of stadiums have those now. Plenty of stadiums are adding those. Indianapolis has one. Houston has one. Dallas has one. Atlanta has one. Arizona has one. But do they ever open them? There was a game, was it Monday night? They opened the roof in Arizona. And I didn't know they had that feature. And that's not even like when I had the best car I ever had a, or the favorite one at the time, it had a roof that went all the way back. It had a sunroof. And then I got a car that had just like a little one. It's like, oh, I can open the window for what? Ooh, a little pocket window ahead of me. That doesn't do anything. I need the whole thing to come up. That's what retractable. It should go all the way open so then you feel outside, but then you can close it. Apparently that's either too expensive or not possible. Anthony is in Boise. Anthony.
Thanks, Mark, for having me. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I think the conversation that having any football game in any non-controlled weather climate is just absolutely ridiculous. You need to have every game in controlled weather climate. If we didn't have every game in controlled weather climate, then you're just going to ask for more injuries. There's no team in the NFL or college that's going to put snow in their stadium, and we have controllable things. The only thing that there should be a question on right now in the NFL is whether or not you want artificial turf or regular turf in your stadium, because the weather should be perfectly controllable. And then you have no risk for extra injuries or anything like that on top of it, because I know that there's going to be more injuries in cold weather than there is in normal weather and in a controlled atmosphere.
What about college? Like, there's like no domes in college. I can think of Syracuse. Is that it? College football, it's a great atmosphere, but you get to the NFL, you got to slap a ceiling on top of it.
Well, right now, the college atmosphere, they don't have the money, but as far as the way that the college is going, the only teams that are going to matter are going to be the ones that have enough money and the ones that are going to be the teams in the SEC and teams like that that are going to be able to make a dome. And like the SEC is the only team that right now they think that every team in their conference should make a spot in the playoff and that nobody else deserves a spot in the playoff. So as far as the SEC is concerned, they're good with just making everything a dome and make everything controlled weather so none of their players are hurt.
Yeah, and I know, Anthony, thanks for the call. You know, these championship games get played in the dome, and for the Big Ten, it's like, okay, everything's coming to Indianapolis every year, and Chicago's like, well, we want that, and then Cleveland's like, well, we want that, and then we want March Madness, and then we want all these other events. So I understand from a business practice that there's advantages. I understand all the pros. What are the pros of having a dome? Well, you can have other events. You can get a Super Bowl. People don't have to worry about the weather. People can be more comfortable. People can be guaranteed that there's going to be a game and not any delays. You know, weather, however the weather is, even in football, there could be like lightning delays. You can use the building year round. So sure, there's a lot of pros. There's a lot of pros. From a ones and zeros standpoint, from a business sense and gut feel, there's a lot of pros. And that's why it wins the day. What side of the fence I'm on right now is I like football better outside. And is that, I guess that's it's not enough. That's not good. That's not a good reason. I like when football's outside. Oh. Okay, well, it's not meant to be outside anymore. Why? Injuries. Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. You know, you're right. I've never seen an injury inside. I've never seen somebody trip running into the field in the Super Bowl and break their leg. I've never seen somebody slip on the cement and sue the NFL.
because it wasn't covered in the dome. I've never seen people twist their ankle on artificial turf. I just think football should be played outside. That's all. You know, I'm not going to die on it, but I see all these stadiums get domes and I get sad. Yankees-Dodgers tonight. But if nobody watches it, does the score count? Details on that coming up next.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new red diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.